All right, you ready?
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me, 100.
What up, though? iHeart Miko Podcast, July 24, 2017. I am back from my last vacation of the summer from LA. If you're hearing all that noise in the background, that's my fucking friend, Aaron Owens, interrupting me and trying to fucking introduce his dog ass. He sound like he drinking out of a fucking mason jar. Like, what the fuck is that noise?
I got one of them old ass fucking rotary phones.
Oh my God, you fucking suck.
Dude. Meek, what up, yo?
What up?
What the fuck are we talking about today? Let's get right to the topic.
What we gonna get to is how I was just talking to you off the air, and you asked me what kind of podcast I have, and if you could cuss on here.
And then you about to cuss me up, and you said I haven't listened to me, and that's not the case.
What's the fucking case then? Was you supposed to be
my nigga, for like 13, 15 years, like a long time, a long, long, long time.
And you ain't
but I just haven't got around to like listen to it.
Yeah, you know what? That's what a lot of people that don't support you say all the time. I just haven't gotten around to it. You know what? I just haven't gotten around to showing you how much I care about you.
This is some bullshit. This whole podcast was a setup so you can just sit here and beat me down and beat our friendship down to the ground. Some bullshit, yeah.
I love you. I love you. Never.
I love you too, my nigga.
Never. No, I had to fucking drag you. Hey, nigga, post my link, nigga. Fuck wrong with you? You supposed to be having my back. You supposed to be listening to my shit, saying my shit funny to people.
My bad, player. But we about to get it popping tonight.
Okay. Well, tonight we gonna see, because you know how niggas do. They be like, "Yeah, I got you," and then they don't got you.
Cut the fuck off me.
I had to. Sorry. You know, nobody's safe on my podcast. That's what I was telling you off the air. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. Nobody is safe. I ain't even trying to be safe. No, I'm just saying anybody can get it. You were just trying to follow the rules. Ain't no rules on here. None. Only rule is it's my goddamn show and I run the show. That's it.
Okay. All right.
As long as you cool with that, we cool.
And we can talk about your husband kickboxing shit, right?
Oh yeah! Shout out to my husband. Fuck you. That video was lit. You ain't think that video was dope?
Huh?
You ain't think it was lit?
I'm not fucking with Brent McGregor.
For those of you that don't know, I posted a video Brent training with at Chamber Fitness, doing some martial arts, and yeah, he looked like he'll whoop some ass out here. He looked like he's supposed to be a fighter.
You see that shit? Like Chuck Norris.
Yeah. And that's why.
Look at this shit.
You know what's so crazy? Like, people really think because I suck his dick that, like, I just be saying shit dope about him because of that. Like, not like he really is dope at everything. Like, I ain't seen a nigga not good at one sport yet. Not one.
It's probably about 70-40. 70-30, I mean. I had some drinks. Don't worry about it. I was drinking Rossi.
I hope you good and drunk so we can talk about some real nigga shit because we got a lot to cover. Yeah. It's a bunch of topics. I had some
Tito's tonight. I ain't never had that.
You had Tito's tonight?
Tito's tequila.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Handmade.
Yeah, they should love it. It's like they, like, remember back in the day in tequila bottles, they sleeve a worm in it?
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. That's what it tastes like.
Añejo, those ones.
It was that old school shit.
Yeah, Tito's is really good. But I thought Tito's was a vodka. Are you sure it's
no,
Tito's?
No, they got tequila too. They got tequila too.
Damn.
They are. If you know, I know one thing, Miko. I know liquor.
You do. Every time I come to Philly, you take me to this hole in the wall. What's the name of that shit?
We was in Wells. That's the one with the old heads, the bartender, all the old heads, bartender.
What's the one where the lady pour you a shot, the full glass? And
Wells.
It's like $5.
That's Wells. Yeah, that's Will's, and she get mad that if you order juice, they hate fucking people to order juice.
And mix it with their drink.
They don't want it. Yeah, they don't want to mix shit.
Nothing in there, nigga. It's coming straight up. It's neat too. They might not even give you no ice in there.
And it should be like, and then they got crazy numbers for the prices. You'd be like, no, give me a shot of Henny, New Georgia. And she'll come back. She'll be like, that's $5.38. What? Like, the fuck?
Where did 38 cents come from? First of all, why is it $5? Because the shot be like a full glass. And then where did 38 cents come from? Because they ain't doing no math over there. They not hitting no buttons on the register. They just open and close the register. That's it.
Ain't no buttons on the register. No,
nigga, just open and fucking close. But that's my kind of kick it though. Like that's
it's
my,
so funny because you ain't been in a minute, and they got like real bougie on me. They got new TVs in there now. I mean, they had the low ass TVs.
They got TVs.
Oh, they got two screens. Yeah, they had TVs in there, but they had the old ones. Now they got screens now.
Big backs. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they got the flat screens and the new jukebox.
A new jukebox.
Yeah.
Oh, they lit. They fancy up in there now. They fancy.
Yeah, chairs still fucked up, but whatever.
What is the chairs?
Yeah.
Cheers.
You be leaning to the side, that motherfucker.
Yes, leaning like a motherfucker, but don't nobody want to give up their seat, though, because it's cool. It's popping in there, though.
Because you get fucking drunk for $20. Yeah. You probably be the drunkest you ever been in your life for $20.
Drunk. I'm talking about like you can't even call an Uber. Like you really gotta walk.
My bad, it ain't $20 even because of the 38-cent tax, so it's probably like $21.14.
Hell to the fuck no. Oh my God. So I had some people on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I asked them to give me the topics that they wanted me to cover today on the show. And so I got a bunch of topics. You want to do the sports shit or the non-sports shit first? Because I got to break it up somehow.
Well, you can do it. Start however you want. Do the non-sports shit that you just told me to do because it's fresh in my mind now and the shit is hilarious. Yes.
So I asked him, you know, I wanted to talk about Season 2, Episode 1 of Insecure. He had never seen it before, so I made him go watch it.
Yeah, I've never seen the show.
Never seen. Look at him. He don't support nothing. Not me, not Issa. Like, this is a black show written by a black woman.
Let's rewind, though. So now when I'm looking at the shit, and I'm like, so that's what that, it's a vibe and all that shit come from?
Yeah,
it's just like, so I'm like, I thought it was just some slang shit that was just on Twitter or whatever case may be. And it's really this lady name.
Yes.
That's some bullshit.
Why is it some bullshit?
That name is some bullshit.
It's cool. It's cool. Did you like the show?
Yeah, I like the show, but it's a bullshit name.
It's a bullshit name. Oh,
fucking
Issa.
If I ever met her in person, she like really like, that was the like, how you doing? What's your name? Issa. Get out my fucking face, lady.
Issa. But it turned into Issa. So what did you think about, like, I don't know if you got, because I know you didn't watch the entire season one, but you did the catch up and then you saw episode one of season two. So what did you get from the show? Like, I want to know what you took from it. Like, what happened to you?
Basically, she sucked another nigga dick, then he left and got some pussy, and now she's trying to get him back. That's it, probably. That's what it is in a nutshell.
You,
right?
You saw that she has a thankless job that she kind of hates, but she kind of like on the low. You saw that. You see her home.
Yeah,
girls.
I seen all that, but that's not the gist of the show.
The gist of the show is that
the gist of the show
she
is
fucked somebody else.
Black men are faithful until y'all push us. That's the show. She pushed him into a place that he didn't want to go, and then he reacted.
And he reacted.
I got you, black man. He reacted. She fucking cheated, as usual, as y'all usually fucking do.
And black men don't fucking cheat. You know what?
Fuck no. You know, we so faithful, it don't make no sense. Like we want to cheat on our barber. Motherfucker go a whole 6 months without a cut.
Niggas will not cheat on their barber, low-key, but will put their dick into anything with a fat ass.
Now you're just making up stuff.
Y'all do.
You must be talking about white Caucasian guys. Black guys don't cheat.
So I see all this, you know, Team Lawrence shit. Men are really riding with Lawrence and everything. But did you guys ever stop to think that this is actually like the reverse? Like, this isn't usually how it happens. Like, normally it's the guy that's the cheater and the girl ends up
cheating.
You're
not going to push me that way. No, it's always the fucking girl that
cheats. No, it's not. It's always the fucking guy and the girl ends up doing some shit because she's like, you know what, fuck this. I deserve some new dick too.
But that's not it. A girl always has sex sometimes is emotional. So when you have sex with a guy or you cheated on your guy, you already gone. And you like a guy can like pick up a chick tonight. Fuck, don't get a number or name. Probably don't even know her ad name. And that's it. You probably know his fucking mom meeting name. Met his kids already. Like, weird shit. Like, you just can't go get no dick and like chalk it up. You had to fucking go to fucking Ross with him and go shopping for his kids for fucking first day of school and all this bullshit and drink fucking apple martinis and shit. And see, it'd be nuts shit.
So
that's the difference.
So you're saying you used to be a woman in your former life. You know what it's like to be a woman. You know what they
fuck no, that's just how it is.
Why do you think that a woman couldn't just want some dick? Like, that's it.
All right,
like, why
do you think a woman
that she has
could.
To be attached to the
dick? Yeah, I'm sure it's some, but if we fucking surveyed a million chicks, then it's probably only like seven of them that did it just for dick.
No. Mm-mm, I think that you guys are fooled a lot. Like, you guys really are fooled. Like, it's a lot of bitches.
But that's
out
the
here.
Best part about it. We dumb as shit.
Yeah,
y'all
dumb.
Give us too much credit.
That's what I'm saying.
We're fucking retarded.
There's a lot of bitches out here fake in love with niggas that they really just want to fuck. Like, that's really what it is. Like, it's really just about the dick. And sometimes you know, shit happens. But you guys.
So that's
really,
what you're saying, Issa did?
She was just
in love with Lawrence because of the dick?
No. I'm saying she probably fucked the other nigga because of dick or because, like, she just needed some excitement. Remember Lawrence was, well, you didn't see. Lawrence was walking around the house in the same sweats for, like, a month, my nigga. Like, he looked like he hadn't taken a bath in forever. Not getting his hair cut, like no ambition, no hustle. And here come this other swole black-ass nigga that's a producer. He popping. Like, that's who she slept with. And she comes
home.
Unless
you cheated with.
Yeah, she cheated with a nigga that's like taking her out, like, you know, showing her a good time, you know, like he looks to be ambitious and, you know, grinding and working. And Lawrence at that time was like writing his name on the orange juice type of nigga.
Oh, shit. Not that nigga.
See, you missed all that because you didn't see the entire.
But the point is, if we rewind that, why she had to go through all that? Just fucking leave the nigga, put him out. And you can do whatever you wanted.
That is kind of what
you wanted to go get. You wanted to go get some dick on the side and want sympathy when he find out. Fuck out of here.
She did try to dump him. No, that's what I'm saying.
It's a cheater. I'm gonna use it for the rest of this fucking show. It's a cheater.
It's a cheater. Well, you know what? It ain't even fair to make you, you know what I'm saying, discuss it since you didn't see the entire season one. I'm not justifying her cheating, but I understand. I really do. I understand.
But I know when I seen this show, I appreciate what Lawrence did.
What did he do?
He came in and gave a motherfucking
long
a minute
dick.
And 13 seconds. A minute and 13, he got the fuck out of here.
And came in her
you know
and everything.
Called?
Did you see he came
you know
in
what
her? What is that called?
It's called, it's a dick and split. He dicked in the split. He got the fuck out of here. He got out of die.
But he kissed her on the cheek. Why he kissed her on the cheek?
That's mental.
Mental?
You get in her brain.
So what,
that's
so,
mental.
So
he kissed her down when he first got. Listen, when he first was getting the pussy, he was kissing her down. But then when he left, he gave her a cheek kiss. It'd been better if it had been a forehead. I'd have loved it. The forehead kiss would have just set it the fuck off.
Oh, my God. So you don't think giving a bitch hope dick is you don't think that's dangerous? Like, you what are you trying to do?
Possibly, but I think he was like, for him, it was more like closure.
Closure? Do you think he might
closure.
Be done? Like, I'm done. Like, all I
yeah,
needed was
he might be, yeah.
to bang her, you know, give her 50 pumps on this couch real quick. And now it's
but the
out.
Bad part about that, yeah, but the bad part about that, that it, it's a good pussy because he can't pass his shit, dog. So I know he's.
My nigga gave her 50 strong pumps and was out of there. Bye.
Yo, that nigga was done.
Nigga.
Then hopped up, went to the fucking bathroom and used her towel because he don't live no more.
He don't
live
no more. It's her wash rag. But you know what's so dope? Like, how was she wet? She was already wet. The dick went right in.
I guess he kissed her. Yeah. I guess. Or it's a whore.
It's a
big pussy. Like,
it's a big pussy. Oh my God, you are fucking crazy.
Listen, but the funny thing is, I never watched that show and I was in cracking the fuck up, man.
It's funny though, like you can relate, right?
Can you? Yeah, I might go back and look at the first season, and yeah, I'm gonna go back and look at the first season and see exactly what was popping with.
Please do.
That might be a show I can look at.
I'm gonna be live tweeting from now on when that show is on, because I'm going to Tampa. You know, this week training camp starts, so we're headed to good old Tampa this week. So I'm gonna have a lot of downtime. So I'm about to be live tweeting a lot of these shows, and this is definitely one of them I'm gonna tweet. So you gotta catch up before next week. Comes out on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to catch up.
So you got to catch up.
So it's a training camp. That's dope. Fuck the Buccaneers, Eagles all the way.
Fuck you, nigga.
Is it 6-10 season for the Buccaneers?
It's a 6-10 season. Suck my. You know what, AL? How do you even feel comfortable talking shit, my nigga? We still beat y'all and we played terrible that first half.
Because this is the thing about, I don't think that other fans, I don't know how many NFL teams it is. 30?
Yeah, the
32. 29,
28, 32
teams. So I don't think the other 31 teams understand the psychology of an Eagle fan. We are hopeless. We are fucking hopeless. We don't care if we was 1-15. As long as we beat the Cowboys one time or beat the like, we are fucking just like out there. Somebody was like, yo, y'all ain't won this. I don't give a fuck. We beat the Cowboys and Giants the last two games of the season.
Y'all was so excited about those meaningless wins. Y'all sound like the Dolphin fans. Y'all sound like the Dolphins when they beat the Patriots. Oh, we beat the Patriots. Like, dog, it was a meaningless win. Like, they didn't even come to play. Like, what?
And you, my nigga, too, when y'all was here last season, I wanted you to get beat up in that fucking stadium so bad. It's an ass whooping.
Yo, fuck you. You know what's crazy? Like, the Eagle fans like me. I haven't had a single problem. They cool with me. You know I be coming in the stadium ready to talk shit, and they like it. I like her. She gonna talk shit the whole game and stand up. But you know what? That one game, I really couldn't say nothing because it was kind of like... you guys were kind of trash. And Brent didn't play that last time because I think he had the bubble guts that game.
I think he got sick. Light skin nigga problems. Dark skin niggas gonna have shit like that. We don't just have a shit like that. You probably allergic to shit too, ain't you? Like, you allergic to red meat or some shit like that? That's light skin shit.
Gluten. Soy.
Nigga wear gloves in the wintertime. Got an umbrella. Lights and shit.
Fuck you, nigga. There's no Brent Grimes slander on my show, my nigga. You lucky.
But I'm more insecure. I'm more insecure than live tweet.
All right, so you on insecure. I know you hate the Cowboys, right? You hate the
fucking hate
Cowboys.
I hate everything about the Cowboys.
But how do you feel?
When I was little, I wanted to shit in Tom Landry hat. I fucking hate him. Like, I hate
him
with a passion.
Why shit in his
it's
head,
like,
dog?
Because as a Philadelphian, it's three teams in my life we supposed to hate. And I hate it for the fact because there's a lot of Cowboys fans in Philly. And I hate that. I hate it.
They be filling
it with
up
a passion.
Y'all stadium, huh?
So three teams a Philly person should never fucking root for. The Cowboys, the Celtics, and the fucking Lakers. There's just no way as a Philadelphian supposed to root for the fucking team. So I hate it.
Cowboys, Celtics, and Lakers. I didn't get the Celtics part. I think I get the Laker part.
Because in the 80s, we battled. That's when we used to battle the Celtics and shit like that.
But y'all
Andrew
always
Tony, the Boston Franklin, to get to the Western.
But y'all
no, we
always...
beat them twice. We beat them twice to get to the finals. Cut it out, Lisa.
How
we
many beat times 80, they
we beat,
beat
in,
y'all?
We beat like, them in 80. 11? And we beat them in 83. Huh?
Nothing.
No, after 84, we was done. We was done after 84. The 84 year, we was done. That little 5 or 6 year run we had,
and
we
it,
done
is
after
it,
that.
Is the Lakers because what? Because they
it's because
y'all?
Of the, you know, we played them in the final like three times. So, yeah. And then it's the fucking Lakers. Fuck the Lakers.
Y'all got
fuck
some serious
Magic,
like,
them little
rivalries with
and,
teams that don't even be thinking about y'all, though. Like the Lakers.
Yeah, but how do you know what we think? You act like the Lakers is a person. Like, they're the simplest thing.
I've never
about
seen Lakers fans ever say, like, man, fuck them Sixers, dog. Like, them, that's the one team. Like, they don't think
fuck
about
the
y'all. So why?
You know why I like the Lakers, though, really, truthfully? Because this is the dumbest scenario ever possible. Like, good thing about this. Think about how much pussy Magic Johnson was getting. And then on the other side of the locker room is AC Green's getting no pussy. That don't even make sense.
How do you know Magic was only getting pussy, though?
Relax, man. No, honey, what the fuck?
I was just asking. No, that was rumors. That was just rumors. You never heard any of those rumors?
Hey, man, I don't know. I don't want to hear those rumors. It's still Magic Johnson. Jesus Christ.
No, there's
Nico?
Rumors. There's rumors. Everybody knows there's rumors. Like, come
fuck
on.
All that. Get back to the Cowboys.
I thought you said fuck the Lakers. I thought you said fuck the
Lakers. Fuck the Lakers. But Magic Johnson's still the fucking best point guard ever. But God damn.
Magic is a legend. No shade. No shade. It's rumors.
What about the fucking Cowboys, the Cowgirls?
Yeah, let's get back to the Cowboys. Okay, so Lucky Whitehair, you know who he is.
No clue who the fuck that is. Okay. Is that a running back?
No, he's a receiver.
Okay.
He's a receiver.
Well, I don't know who he is. Okay.
Black guy. Dreads.
Yeah.
Nigger.
So what do you do?
Lucky allegedly was arrested for stealing $200 in merchandise from a convenience store in Virginia.
Is he a free agent?
No.
Practice squad?
No.
You gotta understand, motherfuckers be going through shit.
So apparently he got arrested for this, and then he had this was on June 22nd, and he had a July 6th court appearance that he did not show up for. And so now there's a warrant, you know, it's a big thing now, and the Cowboys have cut the nigga. Like, they have basically cut him, said, you off the team.
Yeah.
The nigga said it wasn't him. Mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Why do you think that nigga, like the league, like, why do you think professional sports just cut a nigga for allegations and all types of shit, knowing good and hell well that this is legit the only plan a lot of the athletes have? Ain't no B and C, no backups and shit. Like, playing professional sports, you make that commitment way early in your fucking life, and you dedicate everything. You might even, like, you know, you might even, like, decrease your education because of this shit. Like, the nigga got cut. He's saying it wasn't him. What if we find out it really wasn't him, mistaken identity, and he has been released from his job? Like, why is this happening?
Well, firstly, we know it is because he's black. You know, I don't want to get on no racial debate on here about it, but motherfucker with dreads in Virginia still, and it's probably, you know, that's how it is. That's how the NFL just is. But secondly, it's more like, if that is the case and it was mistaken identity, then still go to your court date. Like, you just, like, he still got to go to his court date.
He said he didn't even know that he had a court date. It wasn't him. How is he supposed to know about a court date?
But did he get caught stealing?
He said it was not him. He wasn't even in the city.
Hold on. So he never got locked up.
This is what he's saying.
So he said he never got locked up. Like, so if that's the case, then they got to have mugshots.
Something's got to be wrong with this. The man said it is mistaken identity, flat out. But he has already been caught.
That's weird.
This shit is weird.
Because if he got caught stealing, that means they took him down to the station and had mugshots. So therefore, they can release the mugshots. Like, if it ain't true, then who the fuck is this that we arrested?
Right. Right. So
you understand what I'm saying?
So this
now,
go ahead.
No. So now it's like, are they just going off allegations that somebody said it was him stealing? Then that's different. He shouldn't get cut. Well, like, then they didn't arrest me. I never got caught. Somebody
the
saying
nigga
I stole something.
He was not arrested. I'm reading it right here. I was not arrested. They cut me anyway. Like, this is what the nigga
said. NFL ain't no fucking joke.
According to Whitehead's agent, David Rich, police never arrested the Cowboys receiver, which is why he didn't show up for his July 6th court date. In the statement, ESPN.com, Rich said Whitehead wasn't even in Virginia, in the Virginia area at the time of the incident. The robbery.
So what, that is pulling his fucking name out of a hat?
My nigga, but do you understand? This is how professional sports is. Like, you can't even be... You have to be perfect. You have to walk around on eggshells being perfect your whole motherfucking life, because the moment you do something human, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying stealing. You're a wealthy NFL player. You shouldn't be stealing out of a convenience store. But could you imagine being a wealthy NFL player and going to a convenience store and opening up some powdered donuts, just being a dickhead nigga and eating them and walking out laughing? That's theft. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And you get arrested
but
for that.
But if he said he wasn't in Virginia,
but
how the fuck is that?
Exactly. This is a whole nother different scenario. But this is my purpose of saying, why are they always kicked off the team so fucking fast when the news is still developing? Shit is still happening. It's still an ongoing investigation. But this nigga is now jobless? Like, all of a sudden?
Him? Through history, the NFL has always been a different type of league as far as anything like that. Like, the NBA probably would have gave him a little leniency or, like, a leeway to, you know, figure it out, see what's going on. But the NFL has always been, like, on some shit like that, especially with, like, black athletes. always. You're gone.
That shit is ridiculous, though. Like, it really bothers me because it's like, how do you expect people to be perfect? Like, we, like, people think you're an athlete. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't play in the NBA and become a big, big star. But I know even with your life, you still had shit like, if this happened to me or that happened to me, like what happens to regular motherfuckers? Like, it could end your whole fucking career. And it just doesn't seem fair to me.
You think he might get picked up?
I mean,
is he good?
He's all right. I don't think he's anything special. But this is another thing. It's like, well, we don't want the distraction on our team. Every time you see a nigga get cut, then they say it's too much of a distraction. Within 24 hours, another team signed him. Was he a distraction? Like, what is that about? That shit is weak
and
as fuck to me.
What's the fucking distraction?
Yeah.
It's $200. What the fuck was he stealing anyway? Like Skittles and shit?
I'm telling you, that's why
I want to see that. I want to see that list of items he was stealing.
You want to see the list?
What kind of store was it? It was a convenience store.
That's what I think it was. I think it was some kind of. Oh
yeah, he black with dreads. So he's probably from Miami, right? He's from Florida.
From Virginia.
He was from Virginia.
Misdemeanor, yeah, so petty probably, larceny.
So he was stealing shit like he probably stole like a couple of Pepsis, some Newports for his aunt. Some fucking Twizzlers. He probably got some nephews and shit, so it was like some Lemon Heads and Boston Big Things.
Oh my God.
I know he smokes, so it's probably Black and Mild.
Oh my God.
Nigga smoked like 62 hours. He smoked like 62 hours because of Black and Mild.
Oh my God.
And you know niggas love what's his name, so he stole some air freshener too, because niggas love new car smell.
The nigga Black showed. Ike. Then he showed his what is it called? When you fly, what's this? Boarding pass. He flew from Dallas to Virginia that morning at 7:18 a.m. was his flight. And he landed in Virginia at 11:30 a.m. This crime took place that night before. He literally...
Shit, so somebody
So unless he flew to Dallas... After stealing $200 and stuff, got arrested, got out, bailed himself out, got to Dallas, and got on a plane at 7:18 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's out of a job.
You get the shaft.
But he's out of a job.
You get the shaft.
But he's out of a job.
I hope he get picked back up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, and Cook and y'all should pick him up. The Eagles should pick him up.
Who, the Eagles?
Yeah.
You just said he wasn't shit. Why the fuck we want him? We ain't shit. We
ain't
keep having these non-shit receivers.
Well, I ain't say he ain't shit. I said he ain't nothing
special. Did we cut that African? Because I hate that fucking African. That's from L.A. What's his name?
Was it Prince? Wags? His girl is on Wags, ain't she?
I don't even know. His name was
she
something. Agolara.
African.
I hated that motherfucker.
You hate him?
I seen him in the club before, y'all.
And?
Like last year, I told him, you know what? I don't step right to him. I said, you're not shit. You scared to go across the fucking middle. You missed so many fucking passes. You fast for nothing. And then I gave him a shot of fucking Patron. You know how I am.
That's your exact personality. Your exact fucking personality.
I was drunk. I said, yo, you're not shit. You know, I mean, it's fun. You know, it was like fun. It wasn't like, you know, like real, you know, I wasn't real like that. I was like more fun. Like, damn, dog, he was right. You ain't shit. You want to shot a Patron? So it was more like that. Yeah.
Well, I guess he had a good sense of humor.
It's a bum.
It's a bum?
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah, it's a bum.
It's a bum.
He reminded me. You know what I called you? This is what I called you, though. But he didn't get it. He never seen Lil Giant. I called him Haheen.
Oh, my
God. You ever seen Lil Giant?
Yes.
Remember Haheen?
Yes. 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 Oh, my God. He just didn't even, like, flinch or nothing. He didn't even react.
No, he didn't react. He was cool. He was in there. Plus, I had some little goons with me, so there was no sense in getting through all that.
My little dirty niggas with you?
Yeah, it was cool. The little dirty niggas, they be on go for no reason.
Oh, my God. Speaking of dirty niggas, Usher, is being sued again for putting that dirty dick in somebody without letting them know.
So hold on.
It's dirty.
It's the same girl, though, right?
No, it's a new girl.
It's the same girl?
It's a new bitch.
Jesus Christ. So they about to come out the woodwork like fucking Bill Cosby.
Hella hoes about to come out and say, this nigga put the dirty dick in me and I want to get paid for it?
That one girl asked for $20 million.
Yeah, because at first she asked for the money without even knowing if she had the herp. And then she went, because she said she wanted $20 million just for him not even telling her that he had the herp. And then she went and got
tested. Because that's like a crime, right? Is that a crime?
Yes, yes. It is a crime. And the sickest part about it is, honestly, like, if you think about it, she could have got herpes from anybody. Let's just keep it real. She really could have got herpes from anybody. But
does she have it?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She could have got it from anybody, but any bitch that got herpes that fucked Usher is going to get paid now. Like, these hoes got herpes from their baby daddy and from the nigga that sell weed because, you know, they don't want to pay for their weed. Bitches want to fuck to get their weed. Them the niggas that gave them herpes, but if they ever was looking right that night and was in Atlanta, Usher smashed, they going to get paid.
That's kind of fucked up. Because I'm thinking right now, like, is he done?
What do you mean
musically?
Because
I don't,
he just
I don't
put
think
an album out.
Hear.
He just had a new album.
Yeah, but I don't know. But right, so after this, I don't think females want to hear about him talking about sucking them down. And he got to keep the gift that keeps on giving.
So you,
it's you know what I'm saying? Like,
I see what you're saying. He can't. What
female
would want to
like listen to that? Yeah,
that "Let It Burn" is literal now.
Dog.
Let
that
it
shit
burn.
Just popped in my head right before you said it.
Let
Jesus
it burn
Christ.
Is literal.
Now I want to go. I gotta go back and listen to that song tonight and see if it was literally, you know, little shit hints in that shit.
Subliminals.
He might even really talk about.
You haven't seen. It's a couple of you know, people in Black Twitter are very quick. It's a couple of videos already out with. Remember the beginning of the song when he found out the girl was pregnant. They was like this, yeah. They was like, this is when Usher first found out that he had the herp, and this was a phone call from his doctor when he was like, "Stop playing, don't even play like that."
Oh my god! I know he like in the fucking room by himself, like just hugging his fucking pillows. Cause Usher look like a nigga that got like 12 pillows on his bed and 2 body pillows. Fucking punk! Fucking got body pillows on your fucking bed for him.
Did you see his baby mama, Tamika, that when she was liking all the comments of the women saying what a dirty nigga he is, and they all knew that his karma was coming for what he did to Tamika. She all on Instagram liking all the comments, like, bitch, shut up. He's still your baby daddy. Like, shut up.
Girls is just so petty.
Goodness.
Y'all so fucking petty. Not even that. Well, I wonder if any of these girls was before her.
Yeah.
Because can it skip? If you got it, can you like just automatically give it to everybody you come in contact with? Or can you not catch it? I don't know nothing about it. I need to read up on it.
Well, with the
herp. I need to go to WebMD.
Yeah, with the herp, you know, this isn't, you know, factual, but, you know, statistically, it is more difficult for a man to receive the herp from a woman as opposed to a woman receiving the herp from a man. So.
Okay, let me backtrack. So how the fuck is the man getting the herp? You know what?
A lot of men get it from butt sex, but, you know.
What the fuck, Miko? That's why I didn't want to go down this road. That's why I said never fucking mind.
I'm dead ass.
I specifically, because I knew that's where the fuck he was in. He went from Magic, and that was Usher. So Magic and Usher together?
You said that, not me. I'm just saying that anal sex is a very easy pathway for sexually transmitted diseases. That's all I'm saying. It's an easier pathway than the vaginal walls. You know? Now, the man, you know, coming in contact with our vaginal walls with his herp is easier, you know, to give and for us to receive. But I'm just giving you what I've read, you know, online. You know, and everything online ain't the truth. I'm just saying what I read is some of these niggas is getting this shit.
Sports.
It is about sports, but they shouldn't go on
this
the
shit
sports.
Is,
you know what? Fuck it.
Gamora.
Fine. Let's
this
get
shit is Sodom and Gomorrah.
All right, fine. Let's talk about something with sports. Fine. Let's talk about sports. LeBron, LeBron
his
and Kyrie.
Fucking mind.
Let's talk about LeBron and Kyrie. How about this? This,
hey,
this
man,
drama.
It is what it is.
This drama.
Kyrie is pulling a LeBron on LeBron.
But Kyrie said he did not say any of that. Did you see that?
Did he say he didn't want to be traded?
Yeah, he said he did not say that. He said LeBron's can't put that fake news out to make him look bad, but he had no intentions. He did not say that.
But they said he had a meeting with the Cavs.
I'm just telling you what Kyrie allegedly said. I am confused right now. I am confused as shit.
Well, they just signed Derrick Rose.
Yeah, this is like, they need some cameras over there. This is a reality show.
Well, if I was Kyrie and somebody just, he did that shit to me, I'd be wanting to get out anyway. Fuck that.
Right, but this is what he said.
Why do that? Like, he don't want Kyrie?
Yeah, that's another question. Why wouldn't he want Kyrie? Because for me, hearing that Kyrie was saying he wanted to be the focal point of a team and he didn't want to play under LeBron no more, I was like, damn, like that was a little harsh. Like, to me, if you got, like, a beef like that with your teammate, you should probably keep it in-house. But then he allegedly said that he found out that LeBron was trying to do a trade for him and Paul George or what's the nigga from that was with the Bulls?
Jimmy Butler.
Like, he was basically that LeBron was low-key trying to, you know, do a trade behind closed doors for Kyrie. And then the third day of this saga, allegedly Kyrie said, I ain't say none of that.
Well, this is crazy. But I would want to be out of there anyway. Like, I wouldn't want to stay in that environment.
It's too much drama.
Wilson's doing that. Kyrie, you too. Kyrie, you young. You can go some Wilson.
I mean, if I were Kyrie,
you know what I mean. And do you?
The thing is, if LeBron were to leave the Cavs, like, that is very possible. And I'm not saying this year, but next year, if LeBron were to leave the Cavs.
Yeah. I already know what he's doing. Leave, I already came up with my mind. What he's doing.
What does that leave Kyrie with the Cavs? What, with Kevin Love?
Nothing. His first year. No, Kevin Love out of here. Because Kevin Love can leave too next year, right?
Mm-mm. He's a forever.
He ain't free agent. He got an option.
He going to be there forever. Forever. Kevin Love ain't going nowhere. I think so. I'm saying, what does that leave Kyrie? Everybody's already shown that you can't do it alone. You're going to need somebody else. So they're going to be needing somebody else. Why would you want to stay in Cleveland to look for somebody else when there's so many other cities that you could go to? So I feel like he should be just trying to leave just on some, well, you know, this ain't going to be where my roots are forever type of shit.
Yeah.
But I didn't think all the shade was necessary.
And I don't think that Kyrie's star power can pull other free agents that will be like, I want to come play with you.
Right.
Like, I don't think that would even
be.
And the motherfucker could probably dribble through a rainstorm without even getting wet.
That
he can definitely do all that, but I don't think
that he don't. Teammate that need the ball and
Yeah. And I heard Kyrie was like the worst teammate ever, like, period, like at Duke and anything. Like, they didn't even like him. Like, I heard, like, Coach K really was going to do that. Heard Coach K pushed him to leave.
For real?
And he only played 10 fucking games.
Whoa, talk about it.
You was a dick and you only played 10 games?
Damn. That's sick.
You a nut ass teammate. Yeah, that's supposed to be the word that Coach K was like, you know what I mean? You're going to be the top pick anyway. Just go ahead and go. Because, you know, Coach K left motherfucker take 4 years. He don't give a fuck.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they ain't Kentucky. Kentucky gets you the fuck out of here in a year or two. You got to go. Mm. We got some new McDonald's All-Americans coming in. We got to pay.
That's the wave, though. That's dope. I respect that 100%. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
They be sitting there like, you know what I mean? We got some new All-Americans we got coming in. We got to pay. Y'all got to go.
Y'all got to fucking go.
We gotta cut these checks. Get the fuck out of here.
More basketball. More sports. I'm gonna stick with basketball because I know I'm going to get this other shit off too. But Mayweather and McGregor fight. Your opinions.
This is the funny. I think Mayweather is going to beat his fucking ass. But this is the first time, as far as media-wise and all that,
killing him.
I ever seen somebody get the upper hand.
Yes.
On Mayweather. This shit, look, know, that CJ Watson shit is some of the funniest shit.
Oh, my God. That's a legendary
because people ain't know what it was about.
How you even assume when you can't see, like, the back of the jersey?
I said, why the fuck would you have a CJ Watson jersey? Like, who the fuck gets a CJ Watson jersey?
It makes sense now, don't it?
That, like, a motherfucker.
That CJ Watson closed his baby mama. That's baller
that
as
crazy.
Fuck.
The reason I want to see the fight, because I think that McGregor's going to have a breakdown when Mayweather's wearing his ass out. He's going to want to
see him. You just want to see him break down to his brake pads?
No. He's going to lose it and hit Mayweather when he's fucking flying knees or something. I can't see a motherfucker that never boxed. Right, listen.
He's just gonna let one off and say sorry.
And then in that environment, you never box. So when you're in that environment, you grab on, you know, your natural instinct, your natural roots is
grapple that nigga.
Do what you've been doing.
Knee him to the forehead.
I can see him kneeing Mayweather in his fucking forehead, doing some little weird shit.
Nigga.
And it's gonna be a total melee, like some of the weirdest shit you ever seen in the ring.
Split his fucking head.
I can see McGregor just jumping on motherfuckers, look, and fighting motherfuckers.
Say,
and
they
shit.
Gonna say 1 point away from McGregor, and Floyd gonna be like 1 point, nigga. My shit is split, nigga. What the fuck?
But I envision it. I like in my mind, I got the whole scenario. Like he'll like fucking knee him, kick him, then they'll run in the fucking ring. Then it'll be like a melee, but then he'll be like biting motherfuckers. And then, like, in the distance, like the third row, you'll see Mike Tyson is standing there, like, egging him, like, get him, get him, get him. Like, this is how they envision this shit. Like, this is how it looks. Like, the camera's panning to Mike Tyson. He's just sitting there, like, fuck him up, fuck him up.
Oh, my God. It's in it.
That's not going to be a fight at all, though.
It's a backyard brawl, huh? It's a backyard brawl.
It's not going to be a fight at all, though. It's not going to be a fight at all. Like, if you are not a boxer and you want to become a boxer, and you need fights, you know, to become a boxer. Your first initial fight should be fighting against probably the best fucking defensive boxer in history.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't,
yeah,
that should be your first
off
fucking
with somebody
fight.
Else. He should have warmed up with somebody
me.
Else. But what would you say if a nigga gave you $100 million, no, Ayo? Like, you not finna say no. You don't give a fuck.
Oh, fuck no. I'm gonna go in and get knocked the fuck out.
You know, you don't give a fuck. That's 100 M's right there. 100 motherfucking
listen,
M's.
Meek, I'm not even, listen, this how much I'm gonna fight. I mean, I'm gonna take the fight. I'm gonna have that check in my motherfucking boxing shoes while I'm boxing. You know, back in the day, you put your money in your sock. I'm gonna have that shit right there.
You're not gonna have it
in
your
bag.
Sock. You
I'm
not.
Gonna have it in my motherfucking boxing. Watch.
You
ain't nobody be touching that fucking check. $100 million? There's a whole lot of shit, like, you can do with $100 million, but a whole lot of shit I wouldn't do. Besides some Magic and Usher shit. Like, it's like $100 million. You wouldn't go in there and fight Mayweather?
Would you fight Mike Tyson for $100 million?
What Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson now?
In his prime.
Or Mike Tyson 85?
Mike Tyson in his prime. The nigga,
I was
that was like, I'll eat
fucking,
your children. All praise due to Allah.
Yeah,
that
I was looking at his greatest hits the other night. He was, first of all, he was fast as fuck. He was knocking niggas' heads off. Like, motherfuckers' heads like it was coming off their fucking neck. But for $100 million, yeah, I'm fighting that motherfucker. Hell
getting
yeah.
You in there? You getting that check? You gonna be like Martin. You gonna be like Martin up against the wall when he fought Tommy Hearns.
Probably not, because once he hit me, I'm going down with a count.
Just like
rib,
fuck it, you got
kidney
me.
Shot.
You got me.
Huh?
You got me.
Listen, a motherfucker's a fool to say he wouldn't fight Mike Tyson for $100 million.
I don't know.
$100 million.
I can't do it.
I'll fight my mom. I'll spar my mom. Hit her in the fucking face like a rock'em sock'em robot. $400 million. She'll tell me.
She better take.
So she would tell me, you better take that fucking money. You better knock me across the fucking ring, boy. And
oh
then take me to
God.
Sex or some shit like that.
Take me to sex afterwards, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You better
knock my. I can see it right now in the middle of the ring, like knock my fucking wig off.
Oh
knock it off.
Knock the wig off.
You know what's
huh?
crazy? Back in the day when I was a little kid, my mom just had all these fucking wigs. You know, they like the old lady wigs. But now, you know, he got these new wigs. So my fucking little cousin, you know, she all high fashion and all that. But she got my mom wearing these fucking the wigs of today.
Oh
so I'm looking
God.
At my mom like, yo, you walk around here looking like Cardi B. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, you're 60.
She got
take
her
fucking
lace
wig off. Just like just the wig, like them dope wigs. Like, you look like a fucking rapper right now.
Oh, my God. You got to post.
Walking around here looking like Miracle Watts. You walk around with this nice ass wig on, looking like Larry Galore with these fucking Levi's on.
Something wrong.
Relax,
she got on some. Do they got some Fashion Nova jeans on too?
Some who?
Fashion Nova jeans.
Here you go. Here you go.
Everybody's wearing them. You know, all the cool people are wearing them.
They said the rappers wearing them. All the new mountain, the new rappers. That's what I said. It's
all
the
rappers
that I was
wearing
like,
the Fashion Nova jeans.
Yeah. The girl ones. That's crazy. The new era is crazy.
Yeah. What do you think about
I'm
this?
I'm going to get into that debate.
What do you think about it coming?
I mean,
like, I'm 42. How old are you? I think I might got you.
No, we're same age.
You're 42 also. Okay. So,
yep.
You know, we came up, like, you know, mostly the rap that influenced us the most was probably in the 80s.
Yeah.
In the 80s. And this was like gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? It was a little edgier. It was a little like thuggish,
yeah.
Tough. And rap
but it
never
was
really,
more.
It was.
I think it was more, but it was still lined and even. I mean, like you had all the West Coast stuff, but then you still had Tribe Called Quest. You feel me? Like it was still
Who
evened
was,
out. Like when you still
are
had
you
the rap.
So, but there was no feminine rappers. There was no, you know.
No, not like that. I'm just saying, but all these motherfuckers, even with that, these motherfuckers all sound the same. Like, it's like, something be on the radio, I'd be like,
who is
that? The Migos? And they'd be like, no, it's what's name? And then something else come on, I'd be like, is that Lil Uzi?
And you know what?
But they all sound the fucking same.
And thanks to Brent, I now know the difference between all of them, because I never knew the difference, but he listens to all of them. So he's had me listening to them, and I actually know the differences now. Now, I still can't understand if, do you know who Jacquees is?
He like a singer, right?
Yes.
Like R&B dude?
And you know who Quavo, Quavo is from Migos? Quavo, I think it's Quavo.
Is that the one that play basketball?
Them niggas, he looked like he's supposed to be on Master P's label. Him and Jacquees. Both of them niggas.
Both of them niggas look like
they bout it. Like, they look like Silk the Shocker. Like, no, maybe it's not Quavo. Which one am I thinking about? Is Quavo?
I don't know. I don't know their names. Quavo. Only thing I know is the one, it's Quavo. I think it's the one they showed on a Bleacher Report playing basketball.
I don't know if this nigga could hoop, but Quavo and Jacquees look like the same nigga. They both dress the same. They got, like, it's weird. They both, like, got this dusty brown look about them with their dreads. That shit is creeping me out.
Like they take showers in cinnamon?
Yes. But this is no shade, because I like Jacquees' music. Like, I really like it, but.
Where's he from?
He's from Atlanta. He signed to Cash Money. He signed to Birdman. It's so weird because the nigga shouts out Birdman in all his songs. Like, I'd be like, do these niggas got to do that in every song? Like, is that a part of the deal? Like, you got to suck his dick and shout him out the whole time?
Nico, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, the streets be talking.
Yo, you off the fucking hook. Magic, Usher, and Jacquees now. This is crazy. Yes, you said it. You said it. You fucking said it. It's recorded, right?
Okay,
it's not live. It's recorded.
I have no evidence of Jacquees being any type of homosexual. I've never even heard that.
Now,
Usher, I have heard rumors and Magic. I said, do people that sign to Cash Money, Young Money, whatever, Birdman, have to do that? Because there was a couple of artists that said that was a part of their deal.
Okay, so Jacquees is fine.
Yeah.
I'm just putting two and two together. Like I'm not trying to put words in the mouth, but I'm just putting two and two together. Let's rewind. Jacquees just signed with Cash Money.
Yeah.
Birdman on all his songs.
I will hope.
Come on, answer the question.
I will hope that he isn't, but yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Answer the question.
It sounds like that.
So therefore, 2 + 2 = 4. So you just said that Birdman is getting picked up by Jacquees.
Oh, God. I love Jacquees. I'm going to still listen to his music. I don't care.
You're a bad fucking person.
I'm still going to listen to his music, just like I'm still going to listen to R. Kelly's music. Are you?
Who, R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I really listen to the old shit.
The old
shit.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, I listen to old shit. Like, if I get a chance. But I will never listen to some new R. Kelly shit.
I don't think there's a need. Like, his collection is so thorough, so deep. Like, why would you even need any new R. Kelly? Like, all he should be doing is touring all the old shit.
He's touring.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't need no new.
But did you see that video when it was like they was holding that girl captive and she was like, I'm not being held.
Yes.
Yes, she is. I see somebody's hands in the background putting them hand signals like Peyton Manning.
What do you think of that, though? Do you think that if a bitch is over 18 and she want to be held captive by R. Kelly, then that's what can happen to her? Like, is that like a crime or something? Like, I'm confused. Because they signing waivers and shit. They getting paid for this. Like, I feel like this is like
they getting paid?
Yeah, I think he's paying them.
Well, that's some UF and shit then.
Yeah, so what is the problem? Difference? Like, why is it so many people got, like,
mainly
mad
because
that...
probably R. Kelly got a history with underage girls, so therefore anything that's dealing with
so
that.
So does Hugh
topic,
Hefner.
They happen to jump on it.
So does
Hugh
Hefner.
Hefner have some underage
Yeah,
shit going
a, lot
on
of them, a lot of them bitches just happen to start dating him right when they turn 18. No, that's when he went public, I'm sure. Just like R. Kelly went public with his little young bitches when they was 18. Niggas ain't finna tell you that they raping like bitches. They not gonna tell you that. But if you see a nigga with an 18-year-old and he over 30, like, that's weird to me. I just think about the conversation. You know, like, I feel like when it's 18.
Well, that conversation is all about sex.
You see what I'm saying? Like, what is, as a man, what do you want to talk to this 18-year-old about? Like, as a
sex
as a
and
man.
Ice cream. Sex, ice cream, and hookah. You know, them bitches love hookah. He really them bitches. And he probably got a hookah right outside his house, like lining that shit up from the driveway. Just on the driveway, chasing the hookah.
Oh, my God. Chasing the hookah. They smoking it out and of a pineapple. They got the special.
But that, the fucking part about his shit is that he's so open with it, and he kind of plays it. Like, why don't you name yourself the Pied Piper? Yeah. I read the fucking West Indies back in the day. You know what the fucking Pied Piper is?
Educate everybody, the motherfucker please, that comes through,
the motherfucker that comes through your town, is it a flute?
Yes, it's a flute.
There's a flute, and he comes to your town playing the fucking flute, and when he leaves the town, all the kids are following back to his house.
Yes.
Come on, fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah.
That's who the Pied Piper is in the fucking, not cartoons, you know, the old books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's some creepy shit.
Did you see him when he was on Showtime in the Apollo, when he was, like, saying that the girl could come home with him, all you gotta do is be 18? Have you seen that video?
No, I ain't seen
like,
that.
I gotta watch that too.
I gotta get my Googles up.
No, you guys gotta get back on Instagram. What the fuck? Why are you not on Instagram?
I am on Instagram.
Well, I never see you no more. I used to follow
well,
you.
Well, because it's only my daughter. That's all I post, my fucking daughter.
Well, I need to tell you who to follow. You could keep up with all this shit. It's really just about who you follow. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't
I need the tea.
Yeah,
right.
You need to keep up with some shit.
I get the tea.
Yes,
because I just got the tea today, and they said this shit was like a whole day ago. I just got sounds about the Trick Daddy and Meek shit. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
I seen the video. I didn't even know that was even Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
That was Trick Daddy?
Yeah.
And that is like a nigga, like a nigga named Bernard right now. Like that
somebody
nigga.
Said it looked like he's melting.
Who?
It looks like he's melting.
Yeah, he do like some meatloaf. Like when the sauce is coming off the side of it and it's coming down, that's what he looked like. You know, like some shiny ass meatloaf, and the paste
the
is coming down
sauce
the side of it.
Coming down the side.
Yeah, the tomato paste.
Oh my God! Let me ask you this though, because I was talking to this old waffle head nigga Brent about this, and he disagreed. You know, he had, it's so funny because we do not agree on a whole lot of shit. But I asked him this. I said, so let me say this. Let's say Beyonce, you know, is divorced. She's 40. She's in her 40s or whatever. And eventually her and Jay-Z divorce. And Beyonce is caught fucking a 17-year-old nigga that's quarterback at some high school. Is like, what are we going to say about that? Are we gonna crucify her like we're doing R. Kelly? Or are we going to talk about how lit the little nigga is as fucking Beyonce?
Well, yeah, that's a two-headed monster because I'm definitely, it's lit. That little nigga talking Beyonce.
See what I'm saying?
Think about it, he's still walking through school.
Yeah.
He fucking Beyonce.
Why is it cool for girls to fuck young boys, but not okay for boys to fuck young girls?
Why let me put it like this, me, because I hate when women get this misconstrued.
I just
want
to hear what
fucked
you,
up because it's like, I'm about to tell you right
opinion.
Now. I'm about to tell you right now.
Go ahead.
Because that's, because listen, it's simple. The rules are fucking simple, Miku. That's the fucking rules. Guys get away with fucking murder, and y'all fucking whores when y'all do it.
Double
period.
Standards.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's the fucking
double
rules.
Standards.
You should be offended.
Double motherfucking offended. Standards. That's exactly
listen,
what it is.
It's
about double standards.
That's how it's been. That's how it's been.
Just like
forever.
Double standards.
Get the fuck over it.
Double standards.
Get the fuck over it.
I just want y'all to understand.
Hold on. So you wouldn't be hyped for that little 17-year-old boy, that quarterback of fucking team in Texas, he fucking Beyonce? You want to be hype for him?
He was molested.
You go shut the fuck up.
Don't you guys saying that
if that's
R. Kelly,
the case,
R. Kelly
if that's
molested
the case, you molested,
these little girls?
You molested Brent. You molested Brent.
Brent was of age. What the fuck are you talking about?
You 42. Brent like fucking 31.
Brent was of age when I closed.
How old is Brent now?
He just turned 34 last week. I'll have you know.
Yeah, you molested Brent. You molested him.
I did not molest him.
You met Brent when you was 25, he'd have been 17. That's fucked up.
No.
What did you and Brent have to talk about?
We didn't,
Brent
though.
To
but that's what
rap,
I'm saying. We talk about this all the time. You know what's so funny? We talk about this like one day we were watching a Jordan game, like a game from like 91 or some shit, right? And we was watching the game. And Brett was like, man, I remember I was like 8 and I was begging my mom for them Jordans. And I said, I was a sophomore getting buckets in them Jordans in high school. Nigga.
That nigga said he came off the steps. And you in somebody's car getting your ass banged out. That's crazy, dog.
Fuck you, nigga. I was a virgin all through high school. Fuck you. No, I never gave is no
is
pussy.
Is
no.
A old whore. No. Hey, Mika.
Dog, fuck you, A-O.
I can't believe you saying that a 17-year-old kid that can be Beyonce can't be lit. Like, it's just different. I didn't make the rules.
You guys just have to make up your mind what molestation is. I mean, honestly, you have to make your mind up. You know?
What molestation is?
Yeah.
Being 17 against a Beyonce pussy is not molestation. I'm telling you that right now.
What about 16? 15?
Nigga, if he was 12 and Beyonce wouldn't give us a pussy, that's not molestation. He better wear her ass out and then go do his homework.
This whole show has been about double standards. On Insecure, she cheats on Lawrence, and y'all niggas is like, no, she's fucking whore. She's disgusting. Like, y'all niggas cheat. Niggas cheat all the time. It's way too
because
much pussy
that's
out
what
here.
Men were put here on Earth for.
I know.
To have sex with a lot of women.
It's the male species. You guys were meant to conquer. Yes,
but all male species.
I know.
Cat,
I understand.
A dog.
I get
a goat,
it. I get
a Chinese
it.
Motherfucker from down the street.
So if
it's a homeless man right now and cheating on his fucking homeless girlfriend.
I know. It's cheating on all y'all dirty on
He's
all
two
levels.
Boxes away.
You guys are dirty
He's
on all levels.
Away.
You guys are dirty on all levels, but the minute we do something dirty, oh my God.
Why,
this,
why I gotta be dirty? Who said it was dirty? Why I gotta be dirty?
When she cheated, that wasn't dirty. On Insecure.
It wasn't dirty. I mean, I don't know.
So would you take your girl back if that was you?
No.
Why not?
I'm done.
Why not?
I'm done with that.
Why?
I'm done.
Why?
Because I understand, like, females are more emotional. So it's much more than just them having sex. You got to understand, Insecure is a fucking show with writers. In the real world, there's always some emotion attached to it. You just ain't fucking once and that was it. Girls just don't fuck niggas once and that's it. No. So cut it the fuck out, Miko. It'd be an affair. It'd be ice cream fucking dates and going out to the movies and shit like that and sending emoji heart eyes and all that bullshit. It just don't be no one and done.
So if it
a
it
guy
would,
can
so,
go to
go ahead.
A guy can go to the fucking club tonight, meet a girl, bang her out, and then don't even never see her again with nothing attached. Not y'all. Y'all fucking Googling the next day, see how many kids he got, all types of shit. Trying to set up a new fucking account for him, doing his resume.
This seems very personal. Are you okay? Is everything okay at home?
Who?
You okay?
Oh, it is.
So,
it,
so if
it,
your girl,
cool
let me ask you this: if your girl just banged some nigga out one time, then is it acceptable? If it was just a bang, like let's say the bitch that you're speaking of is the same bitch you banged out of the club one night. Let's say that's your bitch. That's your bitch. He doesn't know her name. She doesn't know his name. And she just got banged out in the back of a club in some nigga's car. And you found out. Is it cool?
You are ruthless with these questions.
Is it cool?
You
just said if it's not personal, then what's the problem?
That's a no for me, dog.
Look, see?
In a car?
Look at y'all.
Took it to the
look
wrist.
At these double standards, the my nigga. Look at these double standards. Look at these double standards.
I don't want to get banged out in the car.
Double standards. Double fucking standards. You said,
fuck life, Miko.
You said when you do it, you don't know the bitch name. You don't know what goddamn if her hair real or nothing. You just banged her out and you don't call her and you ain't got shit to text. But if she do that, she still got to get dumped.
Why you want to change the standards, Miko? Let's change it around. So you'll be comfortable. It's better for you if you found out the girl just like banged the nigga and never called me back. That'd be good, right? It'd be dope. Yeah, you conquered the nigga.
I get this
pussy then block them.
I'm just asking. I mean, you never know. Maybe she did that because she's a fucking freak, you know? Maybe she likes wild shit sometimes. I'm asking you the question.
Oh, well, yeah, well.
You see what I'm saying? What if it was just some random bang out?
It's a no for me.
going to be a no for you, dog?
It's a no. I'm gone.
It's a no.
I'm gone.
You're gone.
And another thing about the insecure shit, like, I seen that the end of what's name, you know, he put the memes up and all that. Why would Lawrence want to go back to her anyway?
Because they're in love.
They what?
They're in love.
She built like a Swiffer what jet. You see that bitch she fucking now? Because that episode just came when she walked in the bathroom?
With the ass and the pierced nipples? I seen
it. Yeah, it's like a lockdown defender. She's like a 6'7 swingman. Oh my God. Trevor Ariza. Kawhi Leonard. She built like that.
I can't.
You know, they go in his ass like he got lymph and all that. That's
you know
not.
What? Get off my podcast, dog.
That's not.
Get off my podcast.
Jason
I'm done.
Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
We're done. We're done,
she's
dog.
A swingman.
We're done. Get off.
You
get
that thick girl you got? Why the fuck would I want to go back to Issa? Huh? It's an all defensive team.
Get off. I'll holler at you later, dog. I'll holler at you later.
All right, baby.
All right, peace, dog. All right. Bye. Bye, nigga. Oh, my God. First of all, I just want to apologize to my insecure fans that are listeners, especially the females. Like, Ayo ain't shit. I, if you are not following him on Twitter, please follow this piece of shit. I think it's at A to the O. I think at capital A, T O. Let me see. A T O. What is it? Shit. Oh, A 2 D A. Yes, A 2 D A O. This nigga is crazy, but I can't lie. I can't. He's a man, and he has eyeballs, and I do feel like he might have a point. The bitch from the bank, is the body is lit. You know, she looks good. That doesn't mean that's the only reason that you should be with a girl because she looks good, but niggas like to fuck things that are attractive to them. They're visual, you know, so they usually fuck or date or marry, you know, what they visually like first. Then they, you know, hopefully figure out if there's anything of substance left of us after that. That's just how that species is. We all know that. No need to get angry about it now, ladies. It's too late. But anyway, thank you anyways, Ayo, for joining me. Awkward that it ended that way with him being a dickhead. But that is Ayo. That's who he is. That's kind of why I wanted him on the show. You know, I knew I was going to get an honest opinion from him about everything. And shit was real. He was himself. I was myself. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Training camp starting next week, so I will be in Tampa, coming to you live from Tampa. My editor is going to be helping me get this podcast on video when I get to Tampa. I promised you guys that I was going to be working on it. And Greg, when you hear this, this is to you. It's time, baby. It's time to get this video going so that we can be on YouTube, can be on Facebook Live, so that I can interact with you guys while I'm actually on air. You can ask me questions, you know, comment or whatever you want to do, because I do want your input sometimes. I do want your feedback and for you to chime in. Some of you guys, you know, have funny shit to say, and it's kind of like I have to read your tweets and comments afterwards, but it would have been funny to hear some of the stuff you guys are saying if you're able to listen live. So that is something that I have coming up and working on. A lot of questions about Hard Knocks. I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing, which is probably a sign, but you know, whatever. We're gonna roll with whatever happens. But Brent is checking in on Thursday, and you know I won't miss a fucking thing. So I'll see you guys in Tampa. Peace. Yet to.